trying to revive the nation's Rust Belt.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Reputation.com, monitoring, protecting, and improving reputations online while deleting personal data from the Internet. Reputation.com.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Jeremy Hobson. President Obama is in Pittsburgh this morning pushing high-tech manufacturing like biotech and robotics to give the nation's Rust Belt new life. He's pledging $500 million to jumpstart manufacturing jobs. In Toledo, Ohio, meanwhile, city leaders have another idea for economic growth. They want to turn waterfront land into new residences, commercial spaces, and parks, but they're getting the money to do that not from Washington, but from Chinese investors. Dan Bobkoff of the public media project Changing Gears reports.
Toledo's mayor, Michael Bell, is so serious about doing business with China, the backside of his business card is in Chinese.
Americans always waiting for people to come to them. Well, we're on the other side now, and we have to be able to reach out, and we have to be able to market ourselves.
And it's working. Just 5 months after his first trip to China, Mayor Bell sold a struggling city-owned restaurant complex to Chinese real estate developers for more than $2 million. The buyers didn't know Toledo existed a year ago, but they become so enamored, they just bought an even bigger parcel of the city's waterfront called the Marina District. I'm standing there with Dean Monsky of the Regional Growth Partnership, an economic development group. It's 125 acres, skyline views, river access, ain't nothing on it.
Let's be honest here, this is mostly just weeds right now.
You're right, we've got undeveloped land that has been about 10 years right now in the making.
Monsky says many local developers have come and gone, but none could get enough financing to actually build something. The two Chinese developers bought the property for $3.8 million. There's talk of building mixed-use retail and residential. Mayor Bell says the Chinese didn't even demand incentives.
No abatements, no loans. Just please accept this cash and get out of our way.
In the past, Chinese investment in the U.S. mostly went to financial, manufacturing, and energy ventures. But China's newly rich are starting to diversify into real estate. Derek Scissors is an Asia scholar at the Heritage Foundation. He says most of those deals are for existing buildings. The Toledo venture would be among the first ground-up development projects, if it gets built as planned.
We haven't seen any sign that the Chinese know anything about property development in the U.S.
Scissors points to examples in Australia and elsewhere, where Chinese real estate investors have just sat on land once they bought it. But Toledo can buy back the waterfront property at cost if nothing is built in 5 years. I'm Dan Bobkoff from Marketplace.
There's a new Bloomberg survey out today that finds fewer people have a favorable opinion of Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke. The Fed chief has been trying to soften his image with regular press conferences to explain Fed policy, like the one he held earlier this week. Still, according to the survey, only 30% have a positive opinion of Bernanke, 26% have a negative view, and almost half aren't sure. Maybe they don't know who he is. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has been out on the streets of Washington this morning to see what people there think of Bernanke, and she is with us live. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, Nancy, you're just a few blocks away from the Fed's headquarters. I assume people around you know who he is.
Yeah, although one person I talked to had this response when I asked who Bernanke was.
Hell of a golfer.
That was David Canty. He was kidding. He's a carpenter here in Washington. He actually is very aware of who Bernanke is. Canty helps build office buildings. He gives Bernanke a big thumbs down, Jeremy. Canty says he doesn't know anything about monetary policy. He is a carpenter. But Canty does know the Fed chairman has the power to make decisions that would trickle down to him.
Create incentives, I think, for the investors and people with the money to be able to get it out there and invest in buildings and real stuff.
Canty says he's only got work for the next few days, and after that, it's pretty much day to day. The company he's been working for just laid off 50 people, so bad news from his end.
Bad news for Bernanke. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer in Washington. Thanks.
You're welcome.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are higher this morning in overseas trading, up almost 2% in Paris. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow fell 59 points to close at 12,050.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering its Raise Your Rate CD as well as online savings account and money market account. Learn more at allybank.com. And by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at chevyvolt.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
Starting next month, new doctors in training won't be allowed to work more than 16 hours straight without a break for sleep. The current max is 30 hours. Some doctors, though, say even these new rules don't go far enough. From the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Amy Scott reports.
In an article out today in the journal Nature and Science of Sleep, a group of doctors says hospitals should limit all residents to 12 to 16-hour shifts, with a minimum of 10 hours between shifts. Under the new rules, after their first year, residents will still be allowed to work up to 28 hours at a stretch, with just 8 hours in between. Charles Seisler teaches sleep medicine at Harvard Medical School. He says a person who's worked that long is as impaired as someone who's legally drunk.
And we find that 1 out of 5 resident physicians admit to making a sleep-related mistake that has actually injured a patient, and 1 out of 20 admits to making a fatigue-related mistake that has resulted in the death of a patient.
The Accreditation Council for Graduate Medical Education wrote the new work rules. The council says it reduced hours for first-year residents because they're the least experienced, most vulnerable doctors in training. But the group says studies have shown that reducing hours doesn't necessarily reduce medical errors or lead to more sleep. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
And finally, if you want an indication of just how tense things are getting in Washington, look no further than a new bar in the DuPont Circle neighborhood. Its signature drink is a 48-ounce martini that is as big as your head. It sells for $80 and includes a ladle if necessary. Radio station WTOP reports the bar is selling about 40 of the drinks every week. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Golf has Tiger Woods, skateboarding has Tony Hawk, basketball Michael Jordan. Now a stagnant tennis industry seeks a fresh superstar, so it's tapping new talent.
Hit the ball and stay focused on the ball and not let it go out of the lines.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, 10 and under tennis, the day's business news, and the numbers from Wall Street next time on Marketplace. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.